This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Cameron Justice coming up in 20 minutes. News Channel 5 sports reporter. We'll talk about the loss of Ben Lively for the Guardians rotation. We'll talk about Kevin Stefanski Day. Her thoughts on the four-headed quarterback battle for the Cleveland Browns. Maybe a thought or two about the Cavs' early playoff exit. So we got plenty on that. We do have the lead coming up at 5. Jason Stanford, former Cleveland Indians pitcher, coming up at 5:20. We'll talk about Ben Lively there, too. A lot of news to get to here. But Kevin Stefanski was on with the Morning Boys earlier today. And I think there's one thing abundantly clear, JP, about the Browns and Kenny Pickett. And it is obvious in this clip where Kevin espouses his thoughts on Kenny Pickett.
Kenny's really an interesting young player. And I say young. He played 2 years with the Steelers, had 1 year with Philly. They win the Super Bowl. So he's just in year four, a very athletic player, a guy who's had success, has won football games. There's a lot to like about Kenny, and he's young in his career. We feel like he has room to grow.
I think I've heard more effusive praise of Kenny Pickett from Kevin Stefanski than I ever heard from Mike Tomlin, than I certainly heard from Nick Sirianni a year ago. The thing that is abundantly clear is Kevin is in no way fronting when he talks about his love or his really his like of Kenny Pickett, the quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I think the bet that they were making is that the Steelers just don't know what to do with quarterbacks at all. And so I think they looked at it, and then you saw what happened in Philadelphia, where he didn't get much opportunity because of Jalen Hurts, obviously, but he did get a game. And I think they see a lot of upside in there. I think they just thought that he got sent to the NFL curb, if you will, as trash a little bit too early.
So what's weird about this is I feel like this has a lot to do with the fact that he went to Philly and had a good game. I feel like if he had that same game, if he had played week 18 for the Patriots last year instead of Joe Milton, I don't know, Kenny Pickett's here.
I mean, maybe you can read into the connection, obviously, that the Browns have with the Eagles, because that's what did Mary Kay call them the other day? It's like their sister franchise, because there's just so much respect between the two and also inbreeding between the two.
Oh, man, that makes us the homely sister. But I don't like that.
Well, we're not the good-looking sister in the equation.
We are the sister that is like marrying down and marrying gamblers and men that sleep around and eventually find themselves in like Buddhist camps at 50 trying to find themselves. Oh, we're
can't gamble at the Buddhist camps at 50.
So. We're the sibling that needs self-help books. Oh my God. Oh man, why'd you tell me that? I can't unsee the Browns as the sister teams with the Philadelphia Eagles, and that sister's living married Jeff Bezos before the problematic pictures, and then got like $60 billion in a divorce settlement.
See, I was thinking more like sister cities. You know how they have those where it's like, it's always like, what is Cleveland's sister city?
I don't know, but there's always a winner and loser in those two.
Well, it's very one-sided, and a lot of the times it's places you've just never even heard of.
We have one in Japan, by the way. I do know that.
Really?
Yeah. I remember at one point
we have multiple sister cities.
Oh yeah, there's like ten.
There's one in Poland. There's one in Ireland. There's one in Mexico. Why do we have so many sister cities? Do they ask to be our sister city, and then you just keep accepting?
It's like a Facebook friend invite.
Yeah, and just no one ever says no. It's just like maybe they send you an edible arrangement. I'm not sure.
That's true.
We have one in India. We have one in Israel.
Didn't I say it's Japan? There's got to be one. I swear to you,
I don't see one in Japan.
Did they unsister us?
Well, I don't know. Is that like unfriending someone on Facebook? It's as simple as that.
Or is it like when families split up in divorces, where you just are like, hey, you're not my sister anymore, like that kind of thing?
It sounds pretty official. Cleveland's got 20 plus sister cities.
20 plus.
I like how the article says, and most of these cities have a good relationship with Cleveland. Shouldn't the criteria be you have to have a good relationship with Cleveland?
You clearly have not been around sisters.
Why don't we?
I have three daughters.
Sister city. Why don't we make this? You have to get along.
I have three daughters. Vanessa has two sisters. I have five stepsisters and my sister Kristen. I can tell you, they don't have to get along. No,
obviously not with family and siblings, but with like a
sister city. Works
a sister
the same
city
way.
Shouldn't work the same way as your family with sisters.
Like, hey,
a sister city, the priority if Cleveland takes you on is like, we're good now.
What's the Ireland city, sister city?
I have to go through a list of 20 different places now.
West Mayo. Listen, West Mayo, I don't have to like you, but I have to love you.
We do have one in the UK, Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland, United Kingdom is...
Oh, that's a little on the nose.
Yeah, well, that's like... I'm cool with that. I like the recognition there.
Oh, is it a game respects game? Respects Cleveland?
You had to get them before Cleveland, Texas hopped on board.
Well, shouldn't we be sister, or at least cousins cities with Cleveland, Texas?
I think the sister city criteria is that it's not an America thing.
Oh. Why, would that be inbreeding?
Good question.
It is the South.
Good. It's a good question.
It's a very good point, Mac.
Is it considered inbreeding?
I mean, I feel like we got some real deep thoughts there on sister cities.
I think the idea, you're supposed to have two communities, two countries, and you're supposed to then blend them together, but it's definitely a two-country thing. Instead of just us saying, hey, Cleveland, Texas, we think you're cool, too.
But no, we have the same name.
I know. That's what we did with the United Kingdom.
That's
clearly
how we became friends in kindergarten when I was young. You've got the same Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles shirt as I do. Let's be boys. That's how it works then. 216.
I see your logic.
474-0092. If you know how sister cities work, do you have brother cities?
I don't know anything about that.
Could you have like estranged relative cities?
What would dictate between a sister and a brother city if that was a thing? I don't know that term.
I'd have to get into some gender studies here. I'm not quite aware. Can we have like a husband city or a wife city, something like that? I'm just trying to think about like, I want to find out what city we're trying
I'll
to
say
marry
this.
Up to.
We are definitely the better looking of the two siblings when it comes to sister cities in all of these equations. I can't find.
You think we're better than West Mayo?
I think we're better than West Mayo.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll let the people of West Mayo.
I think
Mayo
we're better than
it.
Donks Poland, too. I'm going to go
what
on.
Was
I'm,
that?
I'm going on a limb. Donks Poland.
Donks or yeah. Donks?
Yeah, I silenced the G.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Okay.
Ibadan, Nigeria.
Been a big Ibadan guy.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say we're the prettier of the two cities.
Why is that?
I haven't been to Ibadan.
Yeah.
Oh. But
sounds like an ugly American here.
I'm gonna go ahead and say I think we got them beat there.
Okay. What other sister cities do you think we're doing better than?
All of them.
Wow.
All of them.
Ugly American.
Although we are a sister city with Lima, Peru. And so that might be, I said it like a French person. I hear that place is lovely.
I think Lima, Peru's winning over us.
I think that's a very lovely place by all accounts.
Cape Town, South Africa is another one that we have.
Ooh, yeah. That's
can't be a home run everywhere, can we?
That's a complicated. Man, I don't love that Cleveland was like, hey, Cape Town, what'd it do?
And then Cape Town got on the rise.
And Cape Town was like, Cleveland.
It's the second largest city in South Africa. Like, it's a huge city.
It's got some problematic parts of it, though, that I don't know I'd want to be a sister city.
It's got nice water near it, though. Like, that's a nice place.
I think
place.
Once we venture near apartheid, I think I'm out on the that whole nice familial place. Relationship.
Mac, how many people are in Cape Town? Like, 5 million? That's a lot of people in Cape Town.
According to Wikipedia, in 2022, it was 4.7 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of them are problematic. I don't know. It's 2025.
Would we take 5 million problematic people? Or 1.3 million metro, very awesome people.
We're the 1.3 million?
Yeah.
We'll take the 1.3 million people.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay.
Should we ask to unsister Cape Town, Africa?
Because they're too...
they're too problematic. Yeah. By the way, our sister city in Russia, I would also like to be excluded.
All right, I've closed the tab out on the sister cities, by the way. I've exited the tab.
We got a good 7 minutes out of that. So... I think where this was going with Kevin Stefanski before we got into sister cities was I definitely have left everything I've heard Kevin Stefanski say about Kenny Pickett. I know he didn't answer today. Feel like Kenny Pickett is the leader in the clubhouse.
Well, also the idea that to go back to the Mary Kay interview, Mary Kay she talked about how they're going to go back to what Stefanski did in Minnesota and what he did in the early parts here with Baker, right? Basically, what you're talking about is that West Coast offense, and that doesn't really feel any bit of Joe Flacco.
Well, I mean, that's what they did 2 years ago. But I think the point is the interceptions are going to take that away.
Yeah, that's the thought there, and I feel like, and I don't even know that this is the greatest thing for Pickett because I don't know what Pickett can and cannot do in that regard. But he clearly does have the front. I don't want to say the front row seat to this, but it does feel like he's got the advantage.
So Kevin Stefanski declined to announce a favorite in the quarterback competition today, although he might have hinted that there actually is one. Are you buying there isn't a favorite, though?
Do you think there's a favorite?
I think it's Kenny Pickett, yeah.
Yeah.
And I hate it. You could not design... I mean, I don't care that he's in it. I wouldn't have chosen for him to be in it.
Wait a second. How much do you possibly think that he's going to play all 17 games, Kenny Pickett?
Well, if you said right now... Okay, this person's starting week one. Give me the chances that they play all 17 games. I think Kenny Pickett has the best chance.
He's got the best chance, but I'm very unbothered by the idea that Kenny Pickett's going to have this and he's going to be the quarterback for all 17 games.
Why?
I just don't see that as reality. Getting over the first stretch of game seems incredibly hard. Him being that great to be able to have a 17-game season. Listen, if Kenny Pickett plays all 17 games, then enough went right within that season that I'll be perfectly fine without seeing either one of the two rookie quarterbacks, because then clearly they were able to resurrect Kenny Pickett from the dead. He doesn't play all 17 playing mediocre.
You could be 7-7. You could get to Brian Hoyer, where you were... I want to say it was a 500 team when Brian Hoyer got hurt in 2014, and then they went to Johnny, and then they lost the last five games. There was some quarterback juggling there. My concern is Kenny's going to do just well enough to start most of the games, and then you might have enough of a chance at the playoffs where you don't play the young quarterbacks, and then in the end you still end up at like 7-10. That's my nightmare scenario. where people bought enough
and
for the
you
Kenny Pickett.
Were nothing. So that would have to be a final five game basically collapse.
Yeah, or final three games. You're 7-7 with three games to go.
You still don't even then limp into the playoffs. It's kind of like if Russell Wilson, when he took over, although we're using this for the whole entire season, when he took over last year and just cratered for the final 5 weeks of the season.
We're going to ask Cammy Justice this coming up in about 5 minutes. Are you buying? There isn't a clear favorite in the quarterback competition right now. Cameron Justice, News Channel 5 sports reporter, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.